Let's bow our head and have a word of prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, we thank you when we come before you.
我们赞美你，因为你是我们的颈衣。
We praise you because you are our cover.
我们一无所有，一无是处，但是
we have nothing, we are powerless.
但是你却是这么的爱我们，你却是这么的丰富，却是这么的美丽。
But indeed, you love us, you are richness, and you have everything.
所以我们敞开我们的心，来到你跟前，全然的依靠你。
So we open our hearts and come before you and rely on you.
主，我们谢谢你给我们机会来学习，在你跟前彼此的交通。
Lord, we thank you. We thank you for you giving this opportunity for us to sitting before you and to learn to sharing.
我们求主你，借着你自己的宝贵的圣经话语来教导我们。
Lord, may you teach us by your words.
我们把讲的翻的都交在你手中，求你膏油涂抹。
We commit us on your hand.May you anoint us.
我们也把听的也求你膏抹我们的耳朵。
And also, brothers and sisters, may you help us.
以致我们在你跟前聚集，我们再次经历你的同在跟供应。
So we can experience your presence and your richness.
把荣耀归给你。
May all the glory are unto you.
祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
Pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. 感谢主给我们机会能够一同的聚集。
We thank you the Lord, he gave us this great opportunity to hear again.
盼望我们都一同学习，我们聚在主跟住在主的跟前，我们用祷告的心来为着我们的聚集祷告。
So we can have a praying heart to pray for our meeting.
以致我们无论讲的翻的我们听的一同经历神的恩典。
So both of us could experience God's grace.
以致主恩典的话语真能够被释放出来，能够进到我们的心。
So God can release his gracious words into our heart.
我们一起来读《生命记》第六章。
So let's read the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6.
第六节到第九节。
Verse 6 to verse 9.
生命记第六章第六节到第九节。
Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 to verse 9.
我们就用什么语言都可以，我们从第六节读到第九节。
You can
一起读。
Whatever language.
我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女，无论你坐在家里，行在路上，躺下起来，都要谈论，也要系在手上为记号，戴在额上为经文，又要写在你房屋的门框上，并你的城门上。今天我盼望跟大家继续交通为神得着虔诚的后裔这个主题。
So today I'm going to continue share topic of seeking a godly offspring for the Lord.
上两次我们集中的交通到把主的话放在记在自己的心上。
So in the previously meetings we focus on.To keep the Lord's word in our hearts.
这个对父母来讲特别重要，因为呢，他们有一个很重大的责任，要把孩子带到主跟前。
So this is quite important for those who are parents, and because we have that great responsibility to share this word, God's words, to our children.
所以今天我的信息的焦点就是把主的话从小教训儿女。
So my center point today is to teach God's word to our children when they are young.
就好像我们刚才所读过第六节第七节所说，我今日所吩咐你的话都要记在心上，也要殷勤教训你的儿女。
So just like what we read before, and these words which I command you today shall be in your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house.
首先我们看第一点，就是殷勤教训你的儿女。
So first of all, we need to see the first point is to teach your children diligently.
第一，神要父母把主的话教训自己的儿女。
So the first point is the Lord require us to teach our children.
神设立家庭其中一个很重要的目的，就是要父母把主的话教训自己的儿女。
So one of the main purpose when God help us to develop our family is to teach God's word to our children.
父母是最好的人选，是把主的话教训自己的儿女，而不是主的选。
So parents are the main person who should teach your children God's words, not Sunday school.
也不是教会其他许许多多服侍青少年人的服侍。
And not other brothers and sisters' responsibility to teach your children God's word.
因为父母一周有七天都跟孩子在一起。
So as parents, we spend 7 days with our children in a week.
他们和孩子都有血肉之亲，他们是孩子的供应者和保护者。
So we have blood relationship with our children, and we are their supporter and providers.
他们爱孩子，但是神要他们用神的爱去提醒这个亲情的爱，用神的爱来把主的话教训孩子。
So as parents, we all love our children, and God.Want us to love our children by His love and also by God's love to teach our children God's words.
主日学的出现原本不是为做基督徒父母的孩子而设立的。
So originally, the Sunday school is not for those children who come from Christian families.
因为基督徒父母的孩子礼拜天是跟着基督徒父母坐在大堂里头参加聚会的。
So Christians' children are supposed to sitting in the main hall with their parents to listen to God's word.
一直以来都是这样的。
From the beginning till now.
孩子没有自己的主日学的。
They don't have their Sunday school. The children do not have their Sunday schools.
200多年前有一个英国的基督徒，他叫 Robert Rake.
So 200 years ago, there was a Christian was named Robert Rake.
他星期天在有一个星期天在街上看见一帮几岁到十几岁没有人管的孩子。
So there was one Sunday, he saw a couple of youngsters on the street, those are from few years old to teenagers' age.
他们大部分的人的父母都过世，或者是被抓到监牢里头坐牢的。
So most of these children's parents were either passed away or they commit crimes and were in the jail.
这些孩子需要一个礼拜六天，每天工作12个小时或以上，只有星期天是休息的。
So those children were required to work over 12 hours per day for 6 days, and they only have a day off on Sunday.
所以在街上就无所事事，甚至互相打架。
So they had nothing to do on the street. They may sometimes they fight with each other.
他们没有机会受教育，不懂得字，也更重要，他们不懂得主的救恩。
So they don't have the chance to receive education. They don't know how to read and write. And the most important thing is they don't have the chance to know God's grace.
Robert Rake 弟兄看见他们就怜悯他们。
So when Brother Robert Rake saw them, they have a mercy on them.
他就为他们开办了主日学。用圣经做教科书来教导他们。
So at the time he started a Sunday school for those children and use Bible to teach them.
教导这些街童学英语、
so、to,
学字把福音传给他们。
So to teach them how to read and write and also preach gospel to them.
所以主日学本来是为着没有机会听福音的孩子，而不是为着基督徒家庭的孩子。
So we can see that originally the Sunday school is for those who are not, for those children who are not from Christian family, are not those from Christian family.
因为神是要基督徒父母负起责任，把主的话从小教训他们的孩子。
Because God wants us to take the responsibility to teach our children when they are young.
一方面我们要为着主日学的老师祷告，求主给他们力量去服侍小孩子。
So on the one hand, we need to pray for our Sunday school teacher and strengthen them to have to serve these young children.
我们也感恩，因为神在神的家里头兴起一班主日学的老师去服侍他们。
We give thanks because God raised these Sunday school teachers who are willing to teach our children.
但是另一方面，我们真的要很小心，不要因着教会有主日学的老师，有服侍孩子的弟兄姊妹，我们就忘记忽略自己在神面前的责任。
So on the other hand, we, as parents, we also need to be careful. We cannot neglect the importance and responsibilities that we are the major person who teach our children.
反而父母需要很清楚的殷勤把主的话从小教导孩子。
And we, as parents, we should diligent to teach our children God's words.
孩子从小就能够认识主，心灵强健。
So that our children could know the Lord from their youth and know how to respect the Lord and strengthen their spirit.
可以跟主日学老师或者父母同工，去帮助其他非信徒的家庭的孩子认识主。
So, so that they could work with us and also the Sunday school teachers.To help those children from non-Christian family to know the Lord.
在提摩太后书第三章十五到十七节这样说。
So in the Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 15 to verse 17.
我们之前也读过，我们再读一次，从十五节到十七节。
We did read before from verse 15 to 17.
并且知道你是从小明白圣经，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。圣经都是神所默示的，欲教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，教属神的人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。这段话是保罗写给他属灵的儿子提摩太的话。
So these words are Paul wrote to his spiritual son Timothy.
十五节这个从小的小这个字，在新约希腊原文里头是婴孩的意思。
So verse 15, the word childhood in Hebrew means baby.
是用来指着出生手抱的小孩子。
Baby is for those baby that who you can hold on your hand.
所以这个字在圣经在这一段话里头就是指着很年幼很年幼很的小孩子。
So in the Bible, childhood means those means the baby.
保罗说提摩太是从小就明白圣经的。
So Paul here said, Timothy knew the Bible from childhood.
所以这本神所默示的书呢，不单只是对成年人非常重要和有益处，对小孩子也是很重要和有益处的。
So this Bible is not only beneficial to to adults, but also very benefit to children.
提摩太从小就认识圣经，这个认识教他长大以后，因为信耶稣基督呢，有得救的智慧。
So Timothy knew the Bible, from his childhood, so that when he grew up, he can have the wisdom of the salvation from Jesus Christ.
圣经对孩童的提摩太是这样，对你今天的小孩子也是一样。
So the Bible has that power on Timothy. I believe that today.Bible also have the power on your children.
大家有没有想过，圣经对小孩子将来的人生和永世的影响是多么的大？
Do you think about that before? How much by the Bible could affect your children's future?
远比你孩子的健康、学业、课外活动更重要。
Much more important than your children's health, education, and also some leisure activities.
事实上，有很多被神大用的仆人，他们都是很年幼的时候已经信主、认识圣经的。
So in fact, those servants who are used by the Lord, they knew from the Bible when they were young.
好像使徒约翰的门徒波利家。童年的时候他就已经信主了。
Just like Apostle John's Polycarp, he knew the Lord, he believed in the Lord when he was young.
所以当他年老的时候要被火活活的烧死，因为别人要逼他否认主名。
So when he was old, he was dead by fire.Because the Romans forced him to deny the Lord's name.
他说我侍奉他已经86年了，他从来没有亏欠错待过我，我怎能够亵渎那拯救我的君王呢？
So he said to them, I served the Lord for 86 years and the Lord never treated me bad. So how could I deny him?
一个从小就认识主的人
，A person who knew the Lord from his childhood.
十七世纪，一个英国的解经家肯尼马泰，他写的六大册新旧约解经书，给前几个世纪的神所重用的仆人许多的帮助。
So in seventeenth century, A man called Henry Matthew, he wrote 6 books about the Bible to help those servants who are used by the Lord a lot.
他说，我们对神的话越多的敬重，我们就能够从当中找到更多的喜乐。
So he said, the more we have respect for God's words, the more rejoice we can receive from it.
他是11岁的时候就信主了。
So he was believed in the Lord when he was in 11 years old.
18世纪奥地利人申辛多夫自幼就是在圣经祷告和诗歌当中成长的。
So in 18th century, a man called Ludwig Zinzendorf, he grew up in prayer, hymns, and also the Bible.
他4岁5岁的时候就开始写情书给主耶稣。
So when he was about 4 or 5 years old, he started to write love letter to the Lord.
我们刚才所唱的这首诗歌28首，我主耶稣是我的义，就是他写的。
So the hymn we just sang before, Lord Jesus is our righteousness, is written by him, was written by him.
我们所常唱的那个696首圣徒忠心爱里相是也是他写的。
So the other hymn, Big Hymn Book 696, was also written by him.
他是莫维亚弟兄相爱大复兴的一个带领人。
So he's the leader, when God,
Moravian
Friends. Moravianness, revival.
神使用他开展了一个近代基督教非常重要的普世宣教运动。
So, God used him, to start a very important preaching activities at, in that time.
跟新生夺父同期比他年轻几岁的美国人爱德华兹。
So in the same time, the young man called Edwards, who were at the same time with Sinsdorf.
他从小就熟读圣经。今天他被誉为美国最伟大的神学家之一。
So he knew the Bible quite well when he was young, and he, today he was also one of the greatest, Bible specialists.
他是一个对神很有认识的人。
So he knew the Lord quite well.
他说，享受神是那唯一的喜乐，是最叫我们的魂得着满足的。
So he said, enjoying the Lord is the great, is the great thing, and this is the, most important thing that our soul can receive just, is the great thing to fulfill our soul.
19世纪被誉为讲道王子的英国人士布珍，他这样说。
So,
Spurgeon
in 19th century, he said before,
如果你要认识神，你必须认识他的话；如果你要知道他的能力，你必须看他如何借助他的话来工作。
So he said, if you wish to know Lord, to know God, you must know his word. If you wish to perceive his power, you must see how he works by his word.
施布珍他是经历过近前的父母和祖父母从小的爱护和影响。
So Spurgeon had experience from his parents and also great parents, who gave his love.
所以他从小，他就是个非常重视，从小就是让小孩子认识圣经的人。
So, he knew that it's very important to help young children to know God's, to know the Bible and respect the Lord.
他说，当一个孩子能够失落，他就能够被拯救。
So he said, as soon as a child is capable of being lost, it is capable of being saved.
当一个孩子能够犯罪，借助神的帮助呢，他就能够相信并接受神的话。
So, the children can receive God's words and God's help, when he commit crime, when he was sin.
当一个孩子能够学邪恶，他就肯定能够在圣灵的教导下学良善。
As soon as children can learn evil, be assured that they are, competent under the teaching of Holy Spirit to learn good.
所以这个意思是说，所以要在孩子很幼小的时候，就要把主的话教导他，不要以为他们太小不懂。
So this is means that when children, this is means that we need to teach our children when they are young, and they will know God's words.
施布珍他又说，无论我们是否把真理教导孩子，魔鬼肯定将会把错误教导他们。
Spurgeon also said that whether we teach young Christians truth or not, the devil will be assured to teach them error.
所以千万不要等到孩子进入青少年期才迫切地把主的话教导他。
So, please don't wait till your children grow up to teenagers age then we start to teach them God's words.
师父正又说，给我们一个孩子的头七年，靠着神的恩典呢，我们可以抵挡世界、肉体和撒旦对这个灵魂的破坏。
Spurgeon also said that, give us the first 7 years of a child with God's grace, and we may defy the world and flesh and the devil.
孩子是最单纯的，最没有掺杂的。
Children are very simple and pure.
对真理的吸收是最快最直接的，印象最深刻的。
They can quickly receive the truth of the Bible.
我认识一个小孩子，他三岁多的时候。
I knew a child when he was about 3 years old.
有一次当他听到父母跟他讲到主耶稣被人钉在十字架上死的时候。
So when he heard from his parents that Jesus was crucified on the cross,
他就嚎啕大哭。
He cried out.
很伤心地说。
He was really sad and said that.
为什么他们要杀害主耶稣呢？
Why those men killed Jesus Christ?
意思就是说主耶稣这么的好，这么的爱我们，为什么他们把主耶稣杀呢？
He means that Jesus loved us so much. Why these men killed him?
这里我们看见，虽然孩子很小，眼睛没有看过主耶稣。
Did we see that although a child was really was only 3 years old, he didn't even see Jesus.
但是因着父母告诉他耶稣的爱，他就听进去了，他就相信了。
However, because when their parents told him the love of Jesus.He received it and believed it.
他对耶稣只有感情。
And he has emotion to the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹们，特别做父母的，我们需要何等的殷勤把主的话教导孩子。
So could we say that as parents, we need to diligent to teach our children God's words.
我们作为父母。你我有花了多少的心思和时间把主耶稣和他的话传给孩子呢？
As parents, how many times that we spend with our children and energy with them to teach God's words?
现在我们来看第二点。
Let's see the second point.
圣经不单只把叫我们把主的话教训儿女。
So the Bible not only told us that we need to teach our children God's words.
在《申命记》第六章第七节说，要殷勤教训你的儿女。
But also in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 7, it said we need to diligent to teach them.
你有没有殷勤的把主的话教训你的儿女？
Do we diligent to teach our children God's words?
你一天一天的生活
，in your daily lives，
时间一天一天的过去
，time is passing away by day by day，
孩子的身体一天一天的成长
，your children grow up every day，
做父母的，我们殷勤是在做什么呢
？As parents， where is our time spending？
我们为孩子殷勤做了什么呢
？What do we diligent to work for our children？
正如刚才所说，如果我们不传基督，撒旦就会把他和他的话传给你的孩子。
Just like what we said before, if we don't preach gospel to our children.The words or the devil will give false or error messages to our children when they grow up.
师父真他又说，泥没有耙，种子没有播的土地，杂草就不必然会重生。忽略孩子，让他们不受教导和训练，各样的邪恶将会在他们心中和生活里头长起来。
So the Spurgeon said, where the plant does not go and the seed is not sowed, the weeds are quite sure to multiply. And if children are left untutored and untrained, all sorts of evils will spring up in their hearts and lives.
我们都爱我们的儿女。
We all love our children.
我们可能会很殷勤地去赚更多的钱。
We might spend a lot of time in making monies.
他们能够买一个固定的房子给孩子和家人居住。
We're probably working hard to buy a house and for them.
或者买一个房子后院有地方给孩子多一些空间去玩。
Probably buy a big house with a big backyard so they can spend time in there.
或者殷勤赚钱以供孩子要补习学音乐学运动。
So maybe we work hard to earn more money so that we can give them the opportunity to learn more instruments and all other to help them can get better education.
我不是说这些东西不好或者不对。
I don't say that this is not good or this is bad.
但是我们正在殷勤要做什么呢？
But what should we spend our time and energy on?
我们可以因做忙没有时间打理家里后院那些杂草。
We might be busy and do not have time to fix our backyard.
但是不可以因做忙而没有时间把主的话教导。
But we can't, we don't have an excuse that we do not spend time with our children in God's word because we spoke to them that we are quite busy in our work.
让各样的邪恶在他们心中生和生活里头长起来。
In that way, and there may the evil things may grow up in their hearts.
如果这些给孩子舒服的生活或者更多的补习运动会难阻我们把主的话教导孩子的时候，我们是需要在主跟前去更多的考量。
We need to think before the Lord if providing a better life or a better education to our children and in that way and we don't have time to teach them God's word, we need to think again in before the Lord.
有一次有一个祷告聚会里头一个妈妈她为自己已经成年的孩子祷告。
There was a praying meeting, mother,who was praying for his adult child.
他感到很难过，懊悔自己在孩子的时小的时候，只是关心孩子健康、学业、其他各样的发展。
She was very sad because when her child was young, she was only care about his health and education.
他为这个觉得没有好好的花功夫帮助孩子的属灵成长感到很亏欠。
She felt sorry that she didn't spend time with her child to study God's words.
一方面他的经历要我们做年幼孩子的父母的要成为见解。
So on the one hand, her example reminds us that how we should spend time with our children when they are young.
另一方面，我们也求主安慰母亲的心，继续的为已成年的孩子祷告。
So on the other hand, we also ask the Lord to comfort mother's heart and continue to pray for her. Adult child.
So 我听了以后，我心里很感动。
So when I heard that, I was moved.
我们真的求主帮助每一个父母，能够继续的不灰心来祷告，求主改变我们自己成长，不灰心的与神同工。
So we also pray that God can work, could work with us and strengthen us so that we can keep praying for our children and also teach them God's words.
甚至他们已经成年了，我们求主挽回他们。
Although even though they are become adults and God still can work on them.
但是今天孩子还小的时候，我们需要好好的把主的话教训他们。
So when our children are still young today, we can spend more time to teach them God's words.
在《生命记》第六章第七节的殷勤教训，在圣经的旧约希伯来原文是孝坚磨得锋利的意思。
In the book of Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 7, diligent teaching your children in original Hebrew means to sharp.
在这个字在旧约的当中出现过九次。
So it appears in the Bible 9 times.
都是指着磨刀剑、锋利、利剑、备刺的意思。
So that means to sharp, to sharpen your swords.
意思就是说，要把神的话很锋利的刺进你儿女的心里头。
Which means to deepen God's words in your children's heart.
刺得深，深深的印在你儿女的心里。
So it's deepen into your children's hearts.
这是一个很小心刻意的工作，需要父母的智慧和操练。
So this is not an easy job that we need to have wisdom to teach our children.
所以这个需要父母去很积极的、主动的一个工作。
So this is an important work that we need to have a heart to do it.
是要父母很留心去学习和寻求的。
So we need to spend time to learn and to seek.
因为主的话是圣灵的宝剑，所以是需要圣灵来引导。
So God's word is like a spiritual sword. We need God to lead us.
一方面要我们自己认识主的话，另一方面也需要我们去认识我们的孩子。
So on the one hand, we need to know God's words. On the other hand, we also need to lead our children.
你我有多少认识自己的孩子呢？
Do we really know our children?
我们有没有时间跟孩子交谈，陪他们，通过这些接触沟通去了解他们呢？
Do we really know them and do we really spend enough time with them? To play and to do other activities so that we really know who they are.
刚才我们在第七节所说，殷勤教训你的儿女，中文和本圣经呢，有一个字是没有翻出来的。
So in the chapter 6 verse 7, diligent to teach your children, in Chinese Bible, it didn't translate it out.
就是把他们这几个字没有放出来。
And it's those words, it didn't translate out.
意思是要把他们殷勤地教训你的儿女。
Is teach your children diligently with God's words.
这个把他们是指什么？就是第六节记在心上的神的话。
Those God's words in your heart.
所以不单只是神的话，乃是人心里头的神的话。
It is not only the God's words from the Bible, but also those words.Those God's words in your heart.
是人经历过的神的话，被神感动过的神的话。
So those words you have experience with.
就是我们上次所讲过的神的 Rhema.
So are those words we talk about before God's Rhema?
所以如果一个人只是用他头脑的圣经的话来教训儿女，是 不够能够帮助他把主的话领受在他心里头。
If it is not enough that if we only use our knowledge of the Bible to teach our children.
不是说这样不好，但是非常的不足够。
I didn't say this is not good, but it is not enough.
特别当我们教导孩子去不可彼此争吵。
So especially when we teach our children, they can fight with each other.
夫妻在家里头就彼此争吵。
However, as parents, we also fight with our spouse.
所以这个是很难帮助孩子。
This is very quite hard to help our children.
所以我们需要有经历更多主的话在我们身上。
So, we need to have a first-hand experience to experience God's words in our heart.
以致我们把经历的主的话教导孩子。
So that we can truly to teach God's words to our children.
师父真他说，我们一定不可以期望自己的孩子蒙福，除非我们自己是在恩典中长进。
Spurgeon said that we must not expect to see our children blessed unless ourselves grow in grace.
你愿意在主的恩典当中真实的成长吗？
Are you willing to grow in God's grace?
有没有想过为着这些孩子，为着爱他们，你我迫切地在神面前求神帮助我们经历他的恩典而成长。
So do you ever think that for our children, because we love them, do we diligent to ask the Lord to help us, to help us to experience His grace?
以致我们能够帮助孩子成长，与他们一起成长。
So that we can help them to grow in the Lord and also grow with them.
如果大家有一个愿意的心，我很盼望我们彼此鼓励，就是每天用15分钟自己通过圣经来亲近主。
So if we have a willing heart, I would like to encourage with each other that we spend at least 15 minutes in the Bible, just you and the Lord.
这个上次我们讲过，我们不重复。
I did share with this point before.
那今天我盼能加上一个另外的十分钟。
So today I hope that we can have another 10 minutes.
就是晚上孩子睡觉之前跟他们读圣经跟祷告。
So we can read the Bible with our child and pray with them before the bedtime.
当我们这样学着去操练的时候呢，真的父母是可以跟孩子一起成长。
So when we truly to practice rely on the Lord, we can grow with our children.
这样会帮助孩子从小养成一个习惯，就是每天睡觉之前都有爸爸陪他读圣经和祷告。
So it is good activity that every night before the bedtime, fathers have spent time with them to read the Bible and pray.
有时候爸爸晚回来。
Sometimes if the dad come home late.
妻子是丈夫的帮助者，妈妈就顶替爸爸。
So the wife is husband's helper.So she can spend time with the children.
当孩子很小的时候，你就读圣经给他听。
So when your child are young, we can read the Bible to them.
他懂得阅读的时候，他就慢慢跟你一起读。
So when he know the words, then he or she can start to read the Bible with you.
孩子年纪很小的时候，可以考虑用简单的一些圣经故事，但大一点呢，可以读耶稣的生平四福音书给他。
So when your child is young, we can consider to read some simple Bible stories to them. However, when they grow up a little bit, we can start to read gospel with them.
你可能讲过很多 一连串的故事，讲完了，其实隔一段时间以后可以再讲，不要怕重复。
Even though if you teach them all the stories, but you can repeat again and again from time to time.
其实孩子是很喜欢听故事的。
Because they love, or children all love stories.
如果讲多了，他们喜欢听，他们熟了，甚至你可以请他们讲给你听。
So, they could even to tell you the stories when they hear again and again from you.
学习用主的话，用圣经的故事来教导我们的孩子。
So we need to learn to use God's words and the Bible, the stories from the Bible to teach our children.
一个越懂得讲故事给自己的孩子的人，他就会越懂得教主的学。
So a person who know how to tell stories to their children, he know more how to help in the Sunday school.
他也越会懂得用主的话去教导帮助其他的弟兄姊妹。
So he also know that how to use God's word to help other brothers and sisters.
昨天Renew 的讲员来到我们中间开的姊妹，他跟我们这样分享。
So yesterday, the speaker from Renew and her sisters, were sharing with us.
他说如果你不懂得把某一个圣经真理跟一个五岁或者九十五岁的老人家讲的时候，可能你对你的圣经真理还不是很透彻。
So, he took an example that if, you can't share a truth, with a 5 years old child and a 95 years old person, maybe you are not fully understand that truth.
并且每一次读圣经读完，可以问问孩子，有什么事你想爸爸为你祷告的。
So after reading the Bible with your children, you could ask them, is there anything that you want daddy or mommy to pray for you?
这个问题可以让孩子感觉到爸爸关爱他。
So this question will let your child to know that, the father is caring them.
也让爸爸更了解孩子心里头在想什么，有什么需要。
Could also let the daddy to know that, your children's thoughts and what they really need in their heart.
也从小帮助孩子学习依靠神的心，并且去经历神的真实。
So this is very important, experience that the children can know God's word and experience His grace.
有一些孩子他已经去主日学了。
So some children may start to go to Sunday school.
我知道主日学的老师每三个月都会发给主日学的学生一张的读经的记录表。
So I know that the Sunday school teachers will give them a Bible reading plan to the students in Sunday school every 3 months.
如果每天有父母跟孩子这样读圣经，孩子完成这个读经记录表一点都不困难。
So this is not hard if parents are willing to spend time with their children to follow this reading plan.
所以特别为着今天有年幼的孩子的父母。
So especially today, we are willing that those parents who have young children.
神很赐福给我们，有很多年幼的孩子在我们中间。
God bless us, we have a lot of young children among us.
我今天的负担就是鼓励年幼孩子的父母学习用主的话教导自己的孩子。
My burden today, is encouraging parents to teach your children by God's words.
我也了解我们中间很多人都很忙。
I also know that many people among us are very busy.
其实已经很爱主，对主很有心，很努力，但是很忙。
I know, you love the Lord and spend lots of time, in the Lord, but, we are busy.
但是无论我们怎样忙，我们都不能够忽略我们个人亲近主的时间。
But no matter how busy we are, we cannot neglect the importance, the quiet time we have before we and the Lord.
无论我们多么忙，我们不能够忽略我们跟主孩子们借主的话来教导他。
So no matter how busy we are, we cannot neglect the time we should spend with our children in God's words.
这是每一个爸爸很重要的一个责任。
This is every father's responsibility.
特别，我们中间有很多年轻的爸爸。
So we have a lot of young fathers.
我鼓励你们把握时间。把主的话教导孩子。
I encourage you to hold this time and spend time with your child to learn God's words.
如果在我们的生活、我们的工作，甚至我们的服事、教会的服事，难阻我们自己亲近主的时候，或者难阻我们把主的话教导孩子的时候。
So if our work, our life, or even the service in the church, stop us to draw near to the Lord, or stop us to spend time with our children in God's words.
我们需要重新的在主跟前考量我们怎样用我们的时间。
So we need to go back to the Lord and think before Him, how should we spend our time?
因为用主的话教训自己的孩子是在神面前的非常重要的侍奉。
It is a really important service that to teach our children with God's words.
因为没有其他人能够代替这个教师。
Because there is no other person could there is another person could do this job except you.
所以两夫妻在这个事情上我们要同心。
So the husband and the wife need to work together on these things.
因为时间关系我们不能够继续。
Because of the time, we may not be able to continue.
但是我们真的彼此提醒，我们有时候我们需要把生命里头不是最重要的东西放下来，让很重要的东西它有空间。
So, we need to remind each other, encourage each other. We need to take away something.Are not that important in our life, but those important things we must do first.
罗马书我有三节的圣经也很想跟大家读。
In the book of Romans, there are three verses that I would like to share with you.
这是第八章三十一节开始。
Chapter 8, verse 31.
我们没有时间全部读，但是有三十一节、三十四节、三十七节。
So it's verse 31, 34, and 37. Chapter 8.
三十一节说：“既是这样，还有什么说的呢？神若帮助我们，谁能抵挡我们呢？”
So chapter 8, verse 31.What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us?
是神自己要我们把主的话教训儿女的，所以是神会帮助我们的。
It is God require us to teach our children with His words, so God will help us.
三十四节
verse 34.
谁能定他们的罪呢？有基督耶稣已经死了，而且从死里复活，现今在神的右边，也替他们我们祈求。我们注意最后这两句。
So who condemns it? It is Christ who died, and furthermore is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us.
主耶稣为我们代求，帮助我们过一个他要我们过的生活。
So the Lord Jesus helped us to pray, to help us to live in the way that he like us to live on.
三十七节，然而靠着爱我们的主，在这一切的事上已经得胜有余了。
37. Yet in all these things we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us.
所以我盼望，特别是年轻的父母，在这个事情上同心的祷告，求主给我们懂得怎样分配安排我们的时间，把主的话教导孩子。
So I hope that the young parents could work together and pray before the Lord, so that the God can help us to spend our time wisely.
如果在座有已经成年的孩子的父母，我们不要灰心。
For those parents who have adult children, mature children, we do not lose our hearts.
我们继续学习与神同工。
We can continue to learn to work with the Lord.
为成年的孩子祷告。
To pray for our children.
也让主改变我们，以致我们更懂得怎样跟神同工，帮助今天成年的孩子。
So also, let the Lord to help us to change ourselves, so that we can know how to work with the Lord and also how to help with our mature.Children.
我们不能够直接改变我们的孩子。
We may not be able to directly to change our children.
他们已经成年了。
Because they become adult.
但是我们可以祷告，主自己来工作。
But we could pray and let the Lord to do the work.
我今天的分享停在这里。
So my sharing stops here today.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主耶稣，我们把在座有这么多的孩子的父母，我们真的把我们做父母的交给你。
So Lord, we commit ourselves as parents unto you, and we see that we have a lot of children among us.
主，我们求你给在座的父母有力量、有恩典，不灰心。
So Lord, please strengthen us and give us grace.So we do not lose our heart.
因为在你那里有足够的资源，有足够的恩典。
So there are sufficient grace and sources from you. Resources.
所以主，我们把这个教训孩子的需要交在你的手中。
So Lord, we commit the needs of teaching our children onto your hand.
以致在你的在神的家里头的小小的孩子能够从小就能够认识你。
So that even the young children can know you from their childhood.
我们把这个交在你的手中，祷告奉主耶稣宝贵的名。
We commit this onto your hand. Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.